about you know, the way Sly in his new role at nose tackle? What is he? What have you seen from him and how he's anchoring that?
You know, he's really you know, stepped up, and you know, he's a first round draft pick when he first came here, and really just filling those shoes that he should. And you know, when he played fourth last year, he was a little bit, you know, iffy on how to play and where he fits in the defense. But now he can use his athleticism to sort of, you know, push the pocket and get pressure on the quarterback. But also, he's that type of guy in the middle that's anchoring the middle down, and he's doing a good job.
I know you talked about, you in the offseason, y'all were kind of pushing him, like, hey, they brought you here for a reason. You feel like he's finally living up to that potential?
I think he is. I think he's, I mean, making those big plays in the game and fitting where he needs to fit. And he picked it up. It started in OTAs, and you see that. You see that confidence really pick up. That's all he needed. And it carried over into mini camp and training camp, and now he's having a good season.
There were some concerns of whether Brandon and Danny, size-wise, would fit a 3-4, traditional 3-4. What have you seen when you guys see film on how those two have played so far in the middle?
When you think about a 3-4 defense, you usually have really big Mike and Mo. That's what you call them, linebackers. But now those guys are a little bit smaller because offenses now, they aren't, don't have the big bruiser fullbacks and big, you know, guards and centers that are coming now. They're faster now. So they more upbeat, more passing type offenses. So you got to have those guys in the middle with a little bit more speed that can cover great wide receivers and tight ends and backs out of the backfield.
You're seeing that from Danny?
Yeah, those guys are doing really well, especially Brandon. Brandon, I think Danny has the most tackles in the NFL. So he came and told me that. I said, you know, you keep eating. You keep, you know, making those plays back there. And those guys back there, they're just doing a good job. They're a good tag team.
With Stafford a little bit banged up, you feel like even if you can't get to him, some quick pressure will force him to get rid of the ball pretty quickly?
He's a tough quarterback. I mean, he's been that way his whole career. And even if he is banged up, he can sit back there and, you know, pick defenses apart. And we have to be sort of, you know, cognizant of that and being able to get pressure on him. You have to get pressure on him, but, you know, make him one-dimensional to make him, you know, make him pass the ball so we can get some pressure on him.
In your second year here, last year you spoke on how great you felt and how Luke really helped you out. This season you started out strong, maybe the most hurries on the team for quarterbacks. How do you feel compared to last year and even some of your healthiest years?
I think this is one of the more healthier years. I mean, coming off of surgery last year, I was a lot healthier. But still, you know, you're coming off of an injury. Now you had a whole off season where you can get your workouts in with Luke, get a whole off season of treatment, and your body's fully back. And so just having that opportunity to have that, I mean, my body feels good, and it's about being fresh and how fast you can bounce back. And every week, you know, it comes back around.
So safe to say you think you can sustain the level that you've had in these first 2 weeks all the way through?
Yeah, I think one of you guys asked me maybe like 3 weeks ago about, I think it was like I had 6 sacks in 6 games last year and then didn't have many after that. So I really, you know, pounded myself this offseason and told myself, how consistent can you be? That's what I really pride myself on through the offseason and now during the season, week in and week out.
DeMarcus, first 2 games, the defense, many of us gave credit to the defense for the first 2 wins, which is unusual for a team that has Peyton Manning at quarterback. You've been through this before. How important is it that, you know, it doesn't become us against you, you know, defense, we're carrying your offense, that type of thing in the locker room?
There always come times where, you know, the word team always come to mind, and sometimes the defense play well, sometimes the offense play well, special teams. Everybody got to get out there and pick each other up. But when everybody plays well, that's when everybody can get a pat on the back. But a win is a win, and that's what we're trying to do. It doesn't matter who plays well. It's about the team, you know, picking each other up and getting the job done.
What does it mean to get Kenny back out there?
You know, in practice this week, he's been everywhere. He's just that mauler, hustler type player, guy that can get pressure. And you don't know what he's going to do. When he's out there, I mean, mentally and technique-wise, he's good at that, but he's one of those guys where his motor is 110% the whole time, and I'm glad to have him back.
How can that help with your consistency, being able to hop off, knowing there's guys like Kenny, Malik, and then now Ray and Barrett?
And depth is key when you're playing against, you know, teams that like to pass the ball, that, you know, run a lot of screen plays, and to knowing that the ones are just as good as the twos and having guys that can come in there and make plays, there's not you can see from this first two games, there's not like a drop-off. And guys are getting out there and playing. And you can that's sort of a testament for the guys really focusing in the meetings and carrying over and being prepared for the game.
The penalties, especially at Kansas City, how much was that an emphasis this weekend?
It was a big emphasis, but our defense is aggressive. And some of the refs can call whatever penalty and it's going to go down, and you can't let that aggressiveness be swayed by that yellow flag. So you just got to get out there and just play and do what we do, but also know what the refs call majority of the time. They call offsides majority of the time. Don't get a little bit off the ball because they're probably going to call it this week too. So you got to look at the trends and go from there.